Douglas F. Gansler, Attorney General for the State of Maryland. Well, today at the Maryland Association of Boards of Education Conference, we're going to be announcing a new relationship and partnership with Facebook called the Educator Escalation Channel, which basically provides educators a direct connection with Facebook to more efficiently address reports of possible cyberbullying that occur on Facebook involving students, which may not be resolved through Facebook's normal reporting process or demands more immediate attention. So since Facebook has begun, obviously more and more children use it, and there's almost a billion people that use Facebook right now. And one of the underbellies of Facebook has been the issue of cyberbullying. And of course, you hear about the person who takes her life or his life as a victim of cyberbullying, but so many children, nearly one-third of all children, school children, are bullied each year, according to the National Bullying Prevention Center. And so what we're trying to do here is, as a pilot project for this initiative, Maryland's the only state doing this, we've been working with Facebook for some time to get this done, is to say, when a child or a student feels like he or she is being a victim of cyberbullying, and of course that's a subjective analysis, but they themselves feel like they're being cyberbullied, they can report it to their school. The school will then have a direct line to Facebook and have a real person at Facebook take a look at the language that's on Facebook and see if, in fact, it constitutes cyberbullying. And for the first time, Facebook will actually take that language off of Facebook. Well, the normal procedure in the past was that somebody could report language that they did not like on Facebook. Now, if the language actually constituted a crime, that is, it was a threat that actually had an ability to be carried out, then you would call the police, and you still should. But what would happen in the past is that there would be a student would feel that they're a victim of cyberbullying. They could then contact Facebook, and Facebook may or may not take that material off, and it was always very difficult to do that. The way it's going to work on the pilot project is that within each one of the 24 jurisdictions, there's a particular person designated by that school system. So Montgomery County and Prince George's County will have their own person. And then that person will have an actual person that they work with at Facebook. And so the reason why the thinking here was it streamlines the process, but also the issue always has been with cyberbullying is what is cyberbullying to one person may not be cyberbullying to another. And I think that the idea here is that the administrator, the person at the school system designated will work with the person at Facebook so they both have a sort of more clear understanding of what actually would constitute cyberbullying and what would not. And they'll develop a rapport over time. Facebook will have lawyers and people who are trained to determine what is and what is not cyberbullying. Now, there's the obvious cases of cyberbullying, and then there's the less obvious, and that's where the issues confront. And so, the issue with cyberbullying is always and has been the First Amendment protection, and the person sending the message thinks they're kidding, but the person that's receiving it has emotional distress from it. And so, what we're doing here is saying, look, if you're cyberbullying somebody, if you're the perpetrator of the cyberbullying, you're not committing a crime here. We're not going to go after you, but we are going to take down the language off of Facebook because there's no redeeming societal value to it, and it's clearly hurting somebody. It's hurting somebody enough to the point where that person feels that it's important to report the language, and then the school system agrees that in fact this is hurting that particular victim and sends it to Facebook. And then Facebook will also have sort of the third level of review and say, yes, in fact, this would constitute cyberbullying and we're going to just take it off of Facebook. If the language is such that it's constitutes an immediate threat that can actually be carried out, then the idea there is you call the police and you call them right away and that could actually be a crime. As a matter of fact, just this past October 1st, a couple of days ago, Grace's Law took effect in Maryland, which is also new, and that makes bullying a minor bullying of a minor on social media sites a misdemeanor offense. And again, there's going to be the same question there. Is it in fact cyberbullying? Because cyberbullying is a subjective test. I mean, you know, there's language that clearly is meant to inflict emotional distress upon the receiver of that language. And then there's language that, you know, some people would find offensive and others might not. And so, that would be a jury question in the sense of the criminal aspects of it. But in this case, nobody's being charged criminally. All we're doing is saying to Facebook, look, if you get a report of cyberbullying and the student, he or she feels like they're a victim of cyberbullying and the school agrees, then you should probably take that language off. Because if you leave the language on, first of all, it continues to affect the person. Other people can see that. And secondly, it creates people sort of piling on and then saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to add something to that. And that's not what we're trying to do here. This is new. This is the idea of having a school system be able to communicate directly with Facebook, the idea of being the idea being to take insidious cyberbullying language off of Facebook is new. So it's a pilot project. It's only being done in Maryland. It's something we've been working with Facebook on for quite some time to get accomplished from a technical standpoint. So there's going to be wrinkles in it, and it's not going to be perfect, but we think it's a very big first step in the right direction to have Facebook be a positive thing and continue to be a positive thing for students. It's the means by which most of them communicate with each other and try and get some of the underbelly taken off.